Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beaver women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. And coach, another game where your team goes extra hockey. I guess they want to just keep playing, right?
Catching up on all that hockey we missed out on, I guess. Taking advantage of every minute we're allotted.
Go back to last night. Your team had 28 blocked shots. Had to play a lot of defense. Didn't get a lot of shots on net. You only had 17. What do you need to reverse that?
Yeah, well, first of all, tip your hat to Mankato. I thought they were outstanding. I thought they had a tremendous game plan. And they came out and they played extremely physical. And, a lot more physical than we were playing. And I think you could see that at both ends of the ice. So their physicality created turnovers and allowed them to possess the puck and that allowed them to get a lot of shots towards our net. So just really proud of the group in terms of the all-in mentality and when it comes to blocking the shots. And, I mean, that was, it obviously just brings the whole bench up. But, you'd rather not have to do that as often as we did. But, proud of our group for doing that. But in terms of turning things around, I think first of all, we just have to be a lot more intense. We have to play with a bit more of an edge in our game. We need to be a lot more physical, and we have to have way better puck management. There were just way too many situations where it went from our stick to their stick, and a lot of times it was either at our blue line coming out or in the neutral zone, which resulted in quick transitions for them. And again, it's hard to play that way.
Kerrigan Dowie had 27 saves yesterday, and that game goes down as a tie officially, but she's just been playing very solid for you. What are some of her strengths?
Well, right now she's playing with a lot of confidence. You can just tell. And, she's a tremendously athletic goalie, and she's, certainly not the biggest, but she works hard to find the puck. She's tracking it really well. She's got great lateral movement. The biggest thing for her is she's aggressive. You see her where she's at the top of the blue crease, and when she's doing that, she's tough to beat. I thought she showed that on a number of occasions in yesterday's game. So right now she's playing extremely well, and we've needed her in all of our previous three games, and certainly should be big today.
After watching film from yesterday again, your team only having three games, what kind of tendencies are you seeing and things that you like so far?
Well, again, just our compete. That's been evident. I said even yesterday with it certainly wasn't a pretty game on our part. And again, credit Mankato for the way they play. They had a lot to do with it. But we just kept battling. We kept hanging in there, and to come out of that thing with a tie, and then to earn the extra point when you haven't played your best hockey. To me, that says a lot about the character on the team. So. But again, it's you're a little bit on a disadvantage. I think one of Shane's stats he pointed out shows the disparity in terms of team play. Mankato's had 28 power play opportunities. We've had four, and it's just that's the difference in terms of how much they play compared to how much we play. But that doesn't matter. When the puck drops, you got to go out there and you got to battle, you got to compete. And we know we can be better. We know there's areas we can improve on. And we're looking forward for the opportunity today to see if we can do that.
Well, your freshmen have certainly had a chance to get into the action there. Gabby Smith and Kelly Forsberg playing alongside Maya Nugent. I talked to Maya last night after the game, and she'll be our pregame today. She's really impressed with how the freshmen are playing so far. They're not really playing like freshmen, are they?
Well, it's a big jump, no question, from high school hockey or wherever the leagues they played in to this level. Normally you probably would have had some exhibition games, some non-conference games to kind of get your feet wet before you kind of transition into WCHA play. But, we've been thrown right into the fire, and we've been thrown in a way where we play teams that have played a lot more than we have, and we haven't had much practice. And it hasn't been easy for our veterans. So you can imagine what the experience has been like for any of the freshmen that have been in the lineup. It's been eye-opening. And, they're learning. They're great. They're very, very coachable, every one of them. They're hungry to learn, and you can just see them improving every single day. So it's exciting to see, and we're certainly going to need not just Gabby and Callie, but also Kayla and Ani and Chloe, and they're all going to get their opportunities. And Taylor Nelson is another one. It played extremely well for us. So we're going to need everybody, and obviously we've got a short window here, four games before Christmas. But obviously when we get back, I think we play 7 or 8 weekends in a row. So we're going to need them all.
Speaking of the second half of the season, the league released the schedule. I was kind of surprised to see that we were headed to Ohio State to open up the 2021 part of the season. Coach, what's your take on the schedule for the second half?
You know, it is what it is. You know, and obviously we don't get that information until, you know, a little bit ago. And, of course, there's no flights into Columbus, so it's going to be a heck of a bus ride. But you know what? We get to play, and that's the way we got to look at it. And, you know, it's obviously a great program. I think they're ranked third in the country, but they will not have played in over a month given all the situations they've gone through. But I don't think she's letting them go home, so I think they're all they're doing is practicing. And so they'll be waiting for us when we come rolling in there, New Year's.
Speaking of the break, what are you doing with your team over that break? Are you letting them go home for
yep,
the holidays?
Yep. No, they're going to go home. You betcha. Okay. Some are going to go home with their parents today after the game. The rest will probably head out tomorrow. I think it's really, really important, Kelly, that they get to spend time with their family. Obviously, the holidays, Christmas especially, is such a family time. So I think just for their mental health, I think it's really, really important that they get the opportunity to go home. And they're going to go home, obviously, not a warning, but just, you know what, they got to be smart. They got to do everything they can to minimize their exposures outside their family bubble. And you know, obviously, the more you open that up, the more chance are for a situation where now you test positive, because we'll test right away when everybody gets back. We'll do an antigen test right away, and we'll get those come back really fast, so we'll have an idea. But again, everybody has to take it upon themselves to do the best they can to limit their exposure.
On to hockey. What's it going to take to beat the Mavericks here today?
Well, we're going to need to be more intense. That's number one. I think we need to play a little bit of an edge, Kelly. Not saying we can't go over the edge, but we got to play with an edge. And we got to manage the puck a heck of a lot better. And if we can do those two things, I think it's going to do a couple things. It's going to keep the puck out of our zone, and I think we'll be able to spend more time in their zone. And if we do that, now we can take advantage of some of the skill that we have in the offensive zone.
Coach, good luck today. We'll talk to you in the post game.
Thanks, Kelly.